Hey Chesem Beis in the Ran, the Ran in Halacha. Whether we discussing this issue, whether you say Yadi Shekiat Baal in the case where something is given to the woman Amanashi and the Baal Rishuspa, what happens? So, Rebbe Shmuel Nugget, in the name of Amram, going passing like Shmuel. Because this is not an Isser issue, this is a Vikra Mominus issue, and other riots, etc. And multiple Gemoras would seem to support that. So we're holding the Ran that he brings, that's the first opinion. Al Rabbeinu Tam Bar Raya Zal Pasuk Karav. So it's 13 lines up from the bottom. Rabbeinu Tam Bar Raya Zal Pasuk Karav Mishum Deputayo Hocha. This is an issue of Isser. When we have a general rule in the argument between Rav and Shmuel, we pass on like Rav, and it comes to Isser. So he has to say the full phrase the Mishnah says, which is be true like your mayor. More says the town of the Mishnah is her mayor, Rab passing like her mayor, it's the Isser of Isser, we pass like Rab, so that's what you have to say. The Rambam Zal Mitzah Esaderech, the Rambam finds a middle path. Shaposach Kishmol, you pass like Shmol because the primary issue over here is really a momentous issue. We have a rule, we pass like Shmol Badini, which means momentous. El Shakosav, the Lashmol Nami Tarti Beinan. But in our Mishnah, which is an issue of Isser, Shmuel agrees that you need both. Therefore, we can continue to pass like our Mishnah, even though you pass like Shmuel. Amanash in the Balach Rishus Behen, Umasha Tirtzi Asi. So the only argument in Rav and Shmuel is that you have to say Mashat Nesenes Lepich or Mashat Tirtzi Asi, but just to say in the Balach Rishus Behen alone, that's not enough. Now, how does that work? Shu Zal Mefarsh to Rav and Shmuel B'Hol HaPligi. The Rav Sever Haidin Okat Masnis and Shat Nesenes Lepich is Davkehu. Melishach Rinu Lo Mahani Be. The Mishnah is giving a very specific lashon that must be said, and no other phrase will work. The Yamala Nami Masha Tirtzi Asi, in that situation, calling Yisrael and Baal, the Baal would be Karnah. When Shmuel Sever the Lav Dafka, the Mishnah's lashon is not being exclusatory. The Hu Adin Nami Masha Tirtzi Asi would also work. Miel Kuliyamo Treilishni Beinan. But you need even Shmuel also because you need some other element of the phrase. Okay, so that's what the Rambam learns. So Mela, we can pass it like our Mishnah and still pass it like Shmuel. V'hikshu alav. So the Meforshim ask on the Rambam, v'chimai moisiv b'mai da'omer lo su mashatir tiasi. What do you gain by adding those extra words? Ha'en elo kamer amanash ein lebalach v'shus b'hen b'lchud. He's giving it to Ramanash, the Baal has no rishos, and do whatever you want with it. What does that add, that phrase, do whatever you want with it? That's the same thing saying, your husband doesn't have rishos, you have the rishos. The point over here is, if the Ran was saying before, if you give it, and you limit it to one function, so then you're not really giving it, even she doesn't get a real ownership. So then the husband doesn't get ownership. It's not the bowels, and it's not even yours. It's mine that I'm giving to you to use for function X. Oh, so then the bowel never gets rishus. But if you're saying she can do whatever she wants with it, then I'm not limiting your ownership. So I'm definitely forgoing my ownership. I'm giving it to you, and now is your husband cut or not? Well, back to the original question. Okay, Shmuel says. According to everybody else, Shmuel saying when it's given to the woman, Amanash Jain Labal Rishus Behen, that's enough to say it's not the husband's. Rav says, no, it's not enough to say that. You must, that alone would not make it not the husband's. The husband will still be kind of like her mayor. But if it's given to the woman, that's not even really hers, because she herself can't do whatever she wants with it. She can just use it for one purpose, then it's never really became the woman's in a certain sense. So then the husband does not get rishus. And that's the only case that the father-in-law can give to his daughter when the son-in-law is asur b'hanah. So, but the point is, because the father is limiting what he's giving, he never really gave her, the daughter, real ownership. But if he tells her, do whatever you want with it, he did give her full ownership. So then, what do you gain by adding that phrase? Menirli dahano taima. So what shot the Rambam? Mishum dechi yomer lo mashatirtzi asi. L'didon nami lo yoiv lo legamri. Even that phrase is limiting that he's not giving it to the daughter totally. The name of, because then you would say the la'alter zochav and baal. El harel karmel lo, what the father is saying, lo yehu shaloch, ela lo oisadavr shatirtzi lasis behen b'chol shah b'shah. As you decide what you want to do with it, that's what it's given to you for. Now, you can change what you want, and then at that moment will be given to you for something else. But you never own it for all ownership. You always own it for a specific thing, whatever the thing is, but I'm letting you choose a thing per hour, or per moment. Shmuel's chiddush is when the father says for eating, which the father is choosing the specific action, that works. So that also works to limit the husband's ownership. So the ownership she gets is as she decides, that becomes what the ownership is for. So the husband, in that situation, the husband is not kind of. That the Mishnah.
He can simply say, do what you want with it.
No. If he just says that, then she's kind of, I mean, we have a rule, Kanisha Kanabala, the husband's going to be kind of, the father-in-law can't be Mahan, his son-in-law. That was the netter. But he says, Ein l'bal chashus behen, so the Rambam holds, you get this fascinating construct. What he's saying is that the husband doesn't get rishus, and neither do you get full rishus. It's interesting thought process. Okay. And then Amon or Grusha, Yukum will help. That, but once a woman is an almana or a grusha, so then whatever netter she makes, there's nobody to be made for, so it stands as a netter, like everybody else in the world. So Ketzat, Amarini Nazir la'achar shloshim yom. She accepts Nazir to take effect after 30 days. Abishanisis besech la'midyom, eno yachal la'hafer. Even though she goes into the husband's rishus, during that period, It's considered a case of kodmin. And we look at the time of the Mira, and the Baal can't be made for kodmin. Not the Hebrew Shus of Baal, but if the netter was ready when she was in the Rishus of the Baal, means after Nesuin. So then, Mefer Lo, Ketzat, Amar Reina Nazir al Achar Lamed. Now, she made the netter when she was under the rishus of the husband. Even though the time is supposed to take effect, by the time it's supposed to take effect, she's no longer married. But when she made the netter, she was. The husband was made for that day. So it won't take effect 30 days from now, because the main, the din of hafora is at the time of the mirror. Nadr Baba Yom, Meniskarsha Baba Yom, Hexir Baba Yom. So she made the netter in the morning that she was married. Then she was in the suah. Then they got divorced. Then he remarried her later in the day. And he wants to be made for the netter. So, Sayyid Yachal Hafer, But the Karach of Aforis from the second marriage, if it's the second marriage, this neder was Kaidman. It was there before the marriage. Okay. So the point of this pasuk is to remember this case. The below nisays, the pasuk is saying, you know, woman's an amulah grusha. There's nobody made for, so therefore her neder stands. Of course, I mean, because nobody made. I mean, you know. It's a man, his neder stands because he's nobody made for him. Yeah. Like, what's the point of the pasuk? There's nobody that made for. Of course it works. The point of the pasuk is that a woman who's an amanda and grusha, who then marries, but since when she made the neder, she was an amanda and grusha, so the neder stands, in other words, the husband has no power to be made for that neder. The kiddush is that she became married. The kivan shenadra ba'ed almana. Since when the neder was made, she was an almana. Al bisha amra and the shiachol ha neder la'achar lamed yoyim. Even though when the time the neder is supposed to take effect, she's already married. Kinis is la'achar. So it still doesn't work. Mikan. So the main moment of Afora is when the mirror was done, she was an Amana Grusha, the husband has no power to marry for that.
What, I understand, why can't it, what if you had a regular Bogaris?
That's a daughter issue.
Well, the father still has the ability to marry her when she was Bogaris?
No.
Right. So why do we have to bring in a situation of an almana grusha, a regular Bogaris? Also,
but the Torah doesn't say anything about that. So we just want to know what's the pasuk telling me.
Right. So I'm not sure why, in other words, in order to teach this halacha, you have to talk about an almana grusha. It's teaching us about kodesh.
I don't know. I mean, you didn't have to say it the dafka in the case of an almana grusha, but it could have said in the case of a woman. But the point we're stressing, she's not married. So we discussed this daughter. We discussed a woman who's married. We said a woman who's not married, but in the context of a woman who was previously with a woman who was married, you know, the lashon of penuyah is not found in the Torah. So how do you say a woman is not married? So the flow of the pesukim would be a woman now who is no longer married, i.e., she's not married. You're right. Doesn't mean she was married beforehand. There's no difference, except for the last case. Another Hebrew shows the Baal, the Reza Mofer, the Baal of Shas of Eros, Ben the Kula, Ben the Chumra. So if when she made the neder, she was married, and he was made for it, even though the time it's going to take effect, she's no longer married, the how far it works. Another Baal, B'yayim Shem Nisais. The last case, she became suwa. Kenukulam perak nar hamurasa, but she nisays when iskarsha baba yom, vizir baba yom. Seriach of the hafer, she na bal mefer bekaidman. Now vihach hazar the erison bilchudhi. If the second marriage was just an erison, so nami eno yochel hafer b'shut v'soav. The kibush she nisays shum and eno v'zchuspa. She already had an assumption in the first marriage. The father lost Rishus in her, so that even if she gets divorced, the father doesn't get her back. That the second marriage of Erison would allow the husband to join the father. So we have a scenario where in the morning she was not a nesuah yet, and her father had a power of a fort. She was Nar Hamurasa. Father's power of her. She came in the suan that day. She got divorced that day, and she became remarried as an arusa that day. Don't work. Okay. Tanya, zot the Gemara like this. So the case over here, what she said, the netter in the zero after 30 days, and meanwhile she became an asua. What about she said like this? I want the nazir to take effect when I get married, when I have the suan. Ben Nisais, Rishmol says in that case yofir, because that since the netter is taking effect after the suan, so the husband has the right to be made for Kibar Merlo yofir. Okay. The simona is Yalali. So how is that? So yofer, lo yofer, lo yofer, yofer. Okay, how's it go like this? Eishi shomer rehirin nazira lecheshes garish nizgarisha. Mishomer lo yofer rekibamer yofer. So in the first machloikis, Mishmol says yes, that's the yud. Rekiba says lo, that's the yud lamed. The second machloikis, Mishmol says loy, and Rekiba says yes. So that's yavli. Okay. So according to Shmuel, you look at when the netter takes effect. So the first netter takes effect in the marriage so that you can be made for. The second one is that takes effect after the marriage, after she gets divorced. So therefore, he cannot be made for. And Rekiva says the opposite. The main thing is when it was said. So the first case, it was said before the marriage, so he has no power. Second case, it was said during the marriage, so he can be made for. So the main thing is the chalos. According to Rishol,
and the time the Yom Shemot, so
well the Yom Shem, well he gets married, hears about it.
What if he had heard about it before?
Before they got married. I'm not sure there's a problem. But the Pasha Peshad is that when they got married, he hears about it.
Well, they would have talked about it before. By the way,
you know, they didn't really talk so much before they got married. Well, that's what we had. That's what we had. That's the Yom Shamoy for these cases. If you hold Baal Mefer B'Kaidmin, the Yom Shemot is when they get married, and then that's when he hears about it being Mefer. So Rishmol argued like this. Rishmol, Amar Rishmol, Reu Amar, Ved Amal Gusha, Sa'achi Neder B'Shas Amonos B'Gerish. The netter is the issue, not when she says it, but when the netter is. So a netter, which is effective in almanas and gerushin, the pasuk says that the husband has no power of hafara. But a netter, which is going to, even was said by a woman who was an almana grusha, but it's going to be effective when she's married, that lo yakum allow that the husband can be made for. Rekiva Sover, Rei Omer, Kol Asher Osro Al Nafsho. That the pasuk stresses Kol Asher Osro Al Nafsho Yekum Aleha. So, what is Kol Asher Osro Al Nafsho Yekum Aleha? Ad Shehe Yisurei Neder B'Shas Amonos V'Gerishin. So the act of making the isser of the netter, okay, kol asher asar nafsho, is the act of being asar al nafsho. That's the act of making the netter. Yeah. Yeah.
Saying it or being in effect, it's okay.
Shmuel said that the main issue was the netter, meaning the okay, we use the word netter. Sorry, use the word netter as a noun and as a verb. Right? So the verb is the act of making the netter. Right? The netter is the act of the state of Isser. Right? So Shmuel says the word netter. The word netter over here is being used as a noun. It's referring to the act of state of Isser. That the main issue is when is the state of Isser, not when she made the netter. Akiva says the phrase kosher asa nafsha is describing the action. Whatever she undertakes upon herself, so it's discussing the act of taking upon herself. It's discussing the action, not the netter. So the main issue is when the action took place, when she said it. So Akiva says the main issue is the time of the amira, not when the netter is effective, but when she was said. So Amar b'chisam asisin r'bikivahi. So our Mishnah says, clearly says the issue was when the netter was said. That's Rabbi Kiva. Abai Amar fil tamer Rabbi Shmuel. No, there's a difference in Rabbi Shmuel between the case of Rabbi Shmuel's case and the Mishnah's case. Why? Masizan taya nafsha biyomi. The Mishnah's case was she set a time 30 days from now. Braisa, what's the question over here? He has the whole phrase over here, and he moves them more around. Braisa told Yanafsha ben Asuin. She said it should take effect when she's married, not at a certain date, but when she's married. Now the phrase Shoma Yom Velonis Garsha, Shoma Yom Velonis Nisnasva, is part of going back on the case of the Mishnah. That's what the Bach turns around. So really should say Mesizan Tayanafsha Bayomi, Shomal Yom Velonis Garsha, Shomal Velonis Nisnasva. So the days could come and there's not a Gershon and there's not a Nesuin. So it's not bound to the marriage. Whereas the Bryce is a Tayanafsha and Nesuin. Okay.
So it's not really the way we were saying, but you know, in terms of the neder being to the noun the chalos.
Correct. That's what Abai is adding. Okay. Shmuel says the main thing is when the netter is taking effect. So in this case, it can be made for. He was Amar Lo Yafer Dazinim Basar Amira, because the main issue was when it was said. Achei netter b'shas amonos l'gerishin. Netter hanu chalosin netter. Netter means the actual netter when it's effective. Hilo bein bereisha bein b'seifa basar chalos isan amezel. So you look at when it's taking effect. So it's taking effect when she's married, be made for. It's taking effect after the marriage, he can't be made for.
So the chalos here is the start of the effectiveness.
Correct.
Okay.
Achei iser netter. So Rabbi Kiva says, "Kishi oseres atzma benetter, shekalolach achar shah shehi noider." Masis from the mother of Rabbi Kiva, the ozin and baser amira, baser shas amira. So that's the logical flow. Comes a baya, fill tamer Rabbi Shmuel. He also Rabbi Shmuel baser chalos and netter. That which Rabbi Shmuel says the main thing is when the netter taking effect. Hani mili kitaya nafsha benesuin or begerishin. But the case of the bride, she says it should take effect after I'm divorced. It should take effect after I'm married. Helka, kiven she efshar lamiras haneder bechalosin haneder she hubrishus echad. By definition, they are splits. So Rishmol says in that situation, still Rishmol those in a buster chalosin haneder. So then, if in the netter itself, she's splitting the two and making the Amira and the Chalois to be in two different states of being, then the Pasuk says the main thing is the actual when the netter is effective. She just put a date. Right now she's not married. He says the Nazir should take place in 30 days from now, which is very possible that she will not be married in 30 days from now. So it comes out the Neder and the Mira and the Chalosh can be in the same state of being. So Pasuk was never addressing the case and saying the main thing is the Chalosh. Or vice versa. So it's very possible that both will be in the same rishus. Therefore, I feel kishenishtana rishus shenisays anisgarsha. There's nothing intrinsic in this netter that it has. We have to decide which A or pick A or B. So, Rabbi Shmuel, the baser amiras lina, the baser chalos. Then Rabbi Shmuel agrees to Rabbi Kiva that the basic assumption should be a mira, except for a scenario which she by definition split the two. Kiva shvit chilasa by royal and neder lochel ba'os in rishus shahaya b'shas amir. Since potentially the neder and the chalos, the mira and the chalos could be in the same rishus, so then you look at the mira. We have a cloud of Kiva is we pass Kiva over his Chavarim. Hilka Kafila Maris Arena Nazira Lakesha Enosei Lakesha Skarish Bata Shasamira but Shasamira and Netheros Lidan Bain Lakul Ben Lakul. Okay. Something more. So the previous paragraph you said that so the Baal, even though the Baal can't be made for B'kaidman, that's talking about Baal being made for a case of Nesum, in a case of Erison, where he joins the father. We said before that he could join the father to be made for the Dorm, which were there from beforehand. As long as she has never left Rishus of the father, so the father is keeping his power to be made for the Baal can join. So what's that cloud which says Koshal Yotzer the Shus Atz V'Shachas Avir Balam Avir in the Dereh? So what's it coming Lasuye? Now why there's no two dots in the Gar Gemara over here? I have no idea. Lasuye is coming to Mimarbe Halacha Avim Shluchi Abal. So, in a case where the father gives the daughter over to the shush of the husband, she's now in a suah. So that's the father loses his power. The husband now has a problem. He has to be made for himself, and it's kaidman, which he can't do. So let's say the husband sent shluchim to get the girl for nesuin. So that if the father would give over his daughter to the shluchim abal, at that moment she's considered a nesuin. She left the rishus of the father. She goes into the rishus of the husband, and now the husband can't be made for becoming anymore. Well, let's say the father traveled with the shluchim abal. Oh, shahalchu shluchim ha'avim. So that's not considered that the father gave the daughter over to Rishus about, so she's not in a suah yet. So therefore, the Menar Marasa, the Via Baal Mafir and the Derea, that's coming to be married, but that case that the Baal could still be made for, even though it's Kaidman, since the father could still be made for, the Baal could still be made for. Okay. Now over here it says Zaklau. that once she went into the Rishus of the, at the end of our mission says, Kol Sheyotz the Rishus Atz V'Sha'achas Eino Yochel L'Hofer. That's our mission over here. So what's that coming to the Marv? So that called Tzolim Gabi Eilon Adorim, which is said over here in this parak Eilon Adorim, which says once she goes to Rishus Atz, the Baal can't be made for. What's it coming in Marber? Let's see. Moser Av L'Shuchi Abal. Let's see. Moser Shuchi Av L'Shuchi Abal. Shein Abal Mefer B'Kut.
It has to be said. Why?
Okay. Zot Duran. Zot Klal Tetan Gabi Nar Marosa. B'Pirk and the Nar Marosa. Who? It's in the previous parak. Tetan. Zot Klal. Kol Shal Yotzet Rishus Atzma. Shachas. If she's not left in her own Rishus, then Avir Abal Mefer in the Dura. Let's see. What's it coming in Marber? Halach Av M'Shuchi Abal. Abisha He Im Shuchi Abal. She's in the Rishus of the husband. No, Kima Shafa Av, by Shluchav, Holcha Ima, Lo Yotzesor Rishus Avia, the Avia Baal and Mefir and the rest. So the Baal can still be, the father can still be Mefir, and the Baal can join it. Zaklal, the Tanagab in the Elmendorm, Klemmer Bepirkan, the Holcha, that which it says over here, Zaklal, Vasuya Moser Av, the Shukhe Baal, the Kima Shemusalem, Shuba Ein Lavir Rishus Bo, the Havala Hach Mesira Kinesuan. So that's giving it over to Rishus Abal is the whole idea. Well, giving it to his shluchim is like putting it to Rishus Abal. So therefore, Shabal Mefer ben Zorim Shatidur Minasuan Ve'elech. So now the husband gets full Rishus if any new daughter. On the Zorim Shanodra Kvar Loi Shabal Mefer Bekaidman. The husband can be made for Bekaidman with the Shutvis of the father. He cannot be made for based on the idea of partnering with the father. The father lost the skus, therefore the Baal can't be made for anymore. And that's the Zeh Klal at the end of our Mishnah. Okay. Okay. Zot the Mishnah. Teisha Naris Nidareyan Kayamin. There's three women that their neder is Kayam, which means that you can't be made for it. Now, take a look at the first run before we go to do the cases. Hanav Teisha, these nine cases, Kulu Isno, Baklal Tlas, really it's three. You can really boil it down to three cases. What are the three cases? Dhani Yusama Bechayo Av, Yusama Mamish, Ubageris. So, Ubageris leaves the Rishus of the father. That's the third case. A woman who's Yusama, she has no father. That's the second case. Yusama Bechayo Av is a case where she was, the father married her off. She became a Nesua, means that the marriage of the father married her off proceeded to Nesuan. And then the husband divorced her or died. So even though her father's alive, the father no longer has any rishus over her. So she's the equivalent of being a Yisoyma, that she has no father power, authority figure over her, even though she's Bechayah. So those are the three scenarios. The Chalchad Mehana Tlosa Gavni, he yoytzim rishus avia. So she leaves Rishus of the father. Rabbanan loymono elahana tlosa damron kedisa begemora. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa which says these three cases. These are three cases where there's nobody who can be made for her neder. Other Behuda polig kolchad mehana tlosa gabni letlosa. So he takes these three cases and says each one can play out in three different scenarios. Rabbeinu Yerushalmi Sha'af Rabbi Yehuda Lo Omra Ela Lechadid Behenes HaTalmidim. And Rabbi Yehuda just said this to make you think a little bit, to sharpen the Talmidim, give him a little bit of a headache. Okay, so basically it's going to be like, you know, but the bottom line is these three cases. Okay. Okay. First case is Begeris. Okay. She's already a Begeris, and then she becomes a Yisoyim. Or Nara, she made the Neder as a Nara, Ubagra, and then she became a Begeris, be Yisoyim. Or Nara Shaloi Bagra, be Yisoyim. So all three cases are cases of Yisoyim. So the fact that she made the Neder, she was a Begeris, or a Nara, is irrelevant. So these are three cases of Yisoyim. Okay. Now, when it says you're somewhere here, it means you're somewhere Mekhayu Av. That's case, Rand puts it as case number one. The father could be alive, but she already left the Rishus of the father, so she's called you somewhere Mekhayu Av. That's cases number one, two, and three. Okay. Next set of cases. The father's actually dead. Begeris, Umay Sevilla. Nara, Begeris, Umay Sevilla. She made the Neder as a Begeris, and her father died. So she's a bona fide Yisoyim. Or she made the Neder as a Nara, and then she became a Bagra, and then the father died. Or Nara Shalai Bagra, Umay Sevilla. She made the Neder as a Nara, and then the father died. Okay. Okay, that's cases 4, 5, and 6. So the main point of here is she's an actual bona fide Yisoyim, not an Yisoyim of Kaya, but the father actually died. Cases 7, 8, and 9 is that she became a baguette, that the issue over here is Bagris. So what happened? Nara Shemei Sevilla. Mishmei Sevilla, Bagra. So she's a Nara. Her father died, and then she became a Begeris. So she's a Begeris. Begeris, Vavia Kayim. She made the Neder as a Begeris, so the father's alive. Or a Nara, Begeris, Vavia Kayim. Or she made the Neder as a Nara, became a Begeris, and the father's alive. So the point over here, she's a Begeris. Okay. Yehuda Omer Af Amesi Bita Haktana Minis Amla Minis Garsha Lachaza Etzla Edain Hinar. Okay. Even though once she was had an assumen, even though she was a Ketana, and she still, so she actually goes back physically to the Rishus of the father. She's still a Nara, but once she had the Suwan, she left the Rishus of the father. Let's just read the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Zudir Rabbi Yehuda. This is how Rabbi Yehuda presents it. So the Chama make it pretty straightforward. So let's see the rest of the rounds. Okay, we're holding the two lines on the bottom of the round. Begeris Yisoyim. So the first three cases are the case of Yisoyim Chayav, which means she had already had a previous marriage, which went to Nesuin. Once in Nesuin, she leaves the Rishus of the father, she goes to the Rishus of the husband, and then the husband died or divorced her. So she's what's called a Yisoyim Chayav. She's the equivalent of a Yisoyim, even though the father's alive. So what are three scenarios of that? That she's a Begeris, be Yisoyim. She's not because she's a Begeris. She's made the Neder as a Begeris. Be Yisoyim Chayav, but she's a Yisoyim Chayav. She got already had the suwan, and then she got was widowed or divorced. The kibush in this case, shuv ein lavi rishus po, because once there was a suwan, she's not rishus of the father.
So in this first case, as a Bogeris, irrespective of whether she marries or not, can her father be made for the Neder?
No.
So what's the case teacher?
She's Yisoyim Chayav. There's no power to be made for.
But she's a Bogeris. There's no power to be made for. What's the addition?
So look. Imagine the phrase, say, Semechayav, and she's a Begaris. Would you have the question?
No.
Well, then I would ask if she become a Yisoma Bechayav when she was already a Begaris, or when she was a Nara, which happened first?
Does it make a difference?
And if it makes no difference, then why conflict the two and make it confusing?
That's exactly what Yehuda's goal was. Exactly that. The point of the Mishnah is to confuse you.
Ooh. Well, success.
The point of the Mishnah, okay, here's, I'm going to give you three cases. I want you to find the common denominator. There are going to be smoke screens.
Okay.
The common denominator of all the cases is Yisoma Chayav. And she's a Bulgaris! But ignore that. That's not the main point. You know, that's the point of the Mishnah was to give you three cases, which, yes, the first words are the wrong words. Right? Nara Bagra Bahir Sam. Shinodra Kashin Nara. And then Ubagra Lachem Kain. And Yishamakayab Kitikasivna. So, and then the last case is simply Nara Shaloi Bagra. Nara Bashas Nitra. Shaloi Bagra Adayan. But Yishamakayab. So that's the case which you took away all the smoke screens. She's really an Ara. And she's not a Begaris yet. So what's the problem? But she's Yishamakayab. So Yisrael Mechayav covers the first three cases. The next three is the same thing. The three cases are the point she's a Yisrael. But who cares that she's a Begaris? It's irrelevant. She's a Yisrael. But again, there's a smoke screen of Begaris and Meisaviyah. Shibashah, Shinodra, Hoyza Begaris. Meisaviyah, Dani Yisrael Mamish. Vanitlosa Nami, Meisaviyah, Kailaluhu. Those three cases are covered under Meisaviyah. Nara Shemei Sevilla, Umishemei Sevilla Bagra. The main point is she's a Begaris. Hanithosa, the Tani Begaris Kailadu. These last three cases are covered under the umbrella of the phrase Begaris. Okay. Huda Emer Af Mesi Esbita Ketan. So the next case of the Mishnah is to point out another point over here, that the fact that the Nesu'ah took place as a Ketana doesn't change anything. But Daininar, Ashmin, the Filah Hoyis a Ketana Kishenises, even though she was only Ketana at the time of the Nesu'ah, Yotzim Risho Sevilla, Bahano Nesu'ah, and the Nesu'ah will take out of the shoes of the father. Ketania Daininar. So the Nisun took place as a Ketana, and then the husband died. And she's still a Nara. The Rashi Shikur said she's still a Ketana. The Ketana Gadani Nara, who the name of the Filo Hiktana, Kim and Shinis is Ein Levi Rosh Hashpo. So why does Mishnah say she's still a Nara? But I did not get Nara, Mishun the Nidre Ketana in a Klum. But the Kiddush over here was, the Nesu'ah was as a Ketana. The chiddush of that is, the Nesu'ah of a Ketana takes out the shoes of the father. And then the husband dies, and she's still a Nara who can make the Dorim. In other words, if she makes an Eder, the father has no power over it. So the Ran and the Gemara, I will come remember Mishlosh Naras Nidre and Eder, Dan Tosaf Kaila, who Tesha the Masnissen. These three cases of the Chachamim cover all nine cases of the Mishnah. Shavuot Lomer Lachadah the Sotaminim can exceed the Masnissen. And Yehuda was not really arguing on that point at all. He was doing the same thing. He was just giving smoke screens that they should find the primary elements of the case. Okay.